Karl Rove's salary is paid by taxpayers, but at Rove's order, his visit to a Republican Party fundraiser in Milwaukee was off-limits to the news media. If you wanted to hear Rove, you had to pay $100 to attend a general reception, or as much as $5,000 to be part of a round-table discussion. Wealthy Milwaukee industrialist Fred Luber shelled out to hear Rove speak. Luber says he doesn't mind Rove having a lot of influence over President Bush.
I've talked to the last five presidents personally, and I asked them how they did their job. Is it doable? And all of them said it's only doable if you have good people around you. And I think that George W. has an excellent staff. Not all of them are perfect. There is no perfect person.
Luber says Rove spoke about the importance of Wisconsin to the 2004 election. State Republican Party Chair Rick Graber says Rove also talked about the economy and the president's Thanksgiving Day trip to the troops in Iraq, an event that Democrats say Rove choreographed for political reasons. But it's another controversy that brought suburban Milwaukee business owner Bob Chernow to protest outside Rove's hotel. For 90 minutes, Chernow carried a sign that said, "Karl Rove betrayed America." Chernow says he used to recruit CIA agents and believes it was Rove who leaked the name of an agent to a newspaper columnist this year.
This not only destroyed the lady's career, which is one thing, but probably destroyed her nets and her contacts as well. And that's inexcusable. It's not a Republican, Democrat, liberal, or conservative thing. It's personal.
Federal agents are still investigating the leak. State Republicans did not estimate how much money Rove raised last night, but the general reception alone took in more than $10,000. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.